This week, a Chicago police officer heads to trial.
We have charged Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke with first-degree murder in the connection of the shooting death of Laquan McDonald.
Jason Van Dyke is the first Chicago police officer on record to be charged with murder for an on-duty shooting in almost 40 years. In 2014, Van Dyke fired 16 shots at 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, killing him. The city fought for more than a year to keep footage of the shooting under wraps. According to that footage, McDonald had a knife and was moving away from officers. Just a few hours before the video was finally released, Van Dyke was charged. Here's Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking back in 2015.
What happened on October 20th, 2014, should never have happened. I take responsibility for what happened because it happened on my watch, and I'm sorry.
Chicagoans flooded the streets in protest.
Sixteen shots.
That's the name of a new podcast examining McDonald's life and death and the impact it's had on the city of Chicago and the nation. It's a collaboration between WBEZ in Chicago and the Chicago Tribune. Jen White is a host at WBEZ and the host of this new podcast, and she joins me now. Hi, Jen.
Hello, Tanzina.
So tell me what the story that you and your colleague, what is the story that you and your colleagues are trying to tell in this new podcast?
We wanted to give people some context around the shooting of Laquan McDonald heading into the trial to really explain what happened that night, to explain what happened afterwards as well. There has been quite a bit of political fallout and some attempts at police reform in the wake of Laquan McDonald's shooting. And we wanted to make sure people had that context and give some insight into the history around the relationship between Chicago police and black and brown neighborhoods.
Now, one of the challenges you and some of the reporters you worked with faced while telling the story is that Laquan's family was reluctant to speak to the press. Can you tell us a little bit about why that was?
You know what? We're not really sure why they haven't spoken to the press. There's been one uncle who has served as a bit of a family spokesman. But what that leaves us with is not a lot of information about who Laquan McDonald was as a person. There are court records that we can refer to that tell, you know, the story of a young man who had some trouble in his life, who had been a foster child, that bounced around to about 8 different homes, many of them with different family members. But in terms of who he was, his personality, we had to really do some digging to get to that information.
So the only recording is Laquan's great uncle, Marvin Hunter. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I heard people that didn't know him say that he didn't have a family, he was in the system. And I don't have time to go through that whole process of explaining what that was about. But he had family, and he has family, and that's why we're here today to let you know.
So, Jen, why is it so important that Marvin mentioned that about Laquan?
I think because in the telling of this story, initially, you walked away with this idea that no one cared about Laquan McDonald, that he was this kid who sort of was thrown away. And I think it was important to his uncle and to his family to make sure people understood that there are people who loved him. There are people who miss him. His death left a hole in his family and his community.
And soon after McDonald was killed in 2014, police pushed out their narrative of what happened. But then the story unraveled, as we mentioned at the top of the piece. Can you give us a sense of how that came about?
There were several things that happened. The first was that it came to light that there were civilian witnesses at the shooting whose statements weren't taken, or who later said they felt pressured to change their statements to fit the police narrative. So that was one aspect. The second was the autopsy of Laquan McDonald's body, and it showed 16 shots that basically Officer Jason Van Dyke emptied his gun into Laquan McDonald. We should also say that he was the only officer on the scene who fired his weapon. Finally, and this came about 13 months after the shooting, after the work of activists and journalists and attorneys, the city was forced to release the video. And what the video showed just didn't match up with the narrative the police had released. And that's how we ended up where we are right now.
So as from a podcast production standpoint, how do you tell the story without having lots of input from Laquan McDonald's family themselves, other than great uncle Marvin Hunter?
You know, one of the things our reporters did, Shannon Heffernan and Patrick Smith, they went to the neighborhood where Laquan McDonald spent a lot of time, and they were able to go into the neighborhood, talk to people, and find two young men who were good friends of Laquan McDonald's. And they talked to them about who he was and helped us get a better understanding of his personality. We were also able to connect with one of his mentors at the school he attended, and she was able to tell us a little bit about him as well. And we did our best to sort of piece together a picture of this young man that you don't get just by looking at the court records.
Now, there was also an interview with Officer Van Dyke. Chicago Tribune reporter was able to interview him. I'm just curious, did you think it would be balanced to include that voice and not more from the family of Laquan himself?
You know, we really wrestled with that question, and we spent months and months gathering up as much audio as we could from people who knew Laquan McDonald to try to make sure we presented a picture that extended beyond the court records that we had access to. In interviewing Jason Van Dyke, what we thought was important was to also challenge some of the statements that he made. It gave us an opportunity to build some context around him as well and to get some insight into the likely strategy his defense team is going to take. So in his interview, there's a moment where he says, I was a good officer. I always de-escalated situations. But when we look then at his personnel file, and we talk about this in the podcast, you see that there were about 20 citizen complaints against him, at least one with racial overtones. You see that there were several lawsuits against him. One citizen was awarded $350,000 for an injury he sustained when Van Dyke cuffed him too tightly. There was also a $5 million payout to the family of Laquan McDonald.
Jen White is an anchor for WBEZ Chicago and host of the new podcast, 16 Shots, which looks into the death of Laquan McDonald. Jen, thank you.
My pleasure.